ACH Newsletter Time 751 and Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission held a virtual meeting via Zoom yesterday, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. How'd things go yesterday?
They were good. Another successful meeting. Last night we had 198 Shore Road on the agenda first up, which was for new single family residents. That was approved. Some issues on that one had to do with when a seawall had been either constructed, replaced. It was rather unclear when that had occurred. It was a sort of an interior wall, wasn't the actual seawall. And the commission in the end decided to move this forward and approve it with that as part of this application. There are some issues regarding tree preservation, which we're going to handle at the staff level when this comes in for their zoning permit sign-off. So that was moved along quite readily. Next up, we had a conversion from a single-family to a two-family dwelling. It's actually already converted. This was an unfortunate situation where someone had purchased a home not realizing that it was not approved, did not have a certificate of occupancy for the two-family, so they were coming in retroactively to get it approved. Unfortunately, this is a significantly undersized property with only 36,000 square feet, where 7,500 square feet is the minimum lot size in the R6 zone. So what the commission looks at when they look at these conversions is the space that's required for the parking, drainage issues, etc., which since there was no construction, that wasn't so much the issue, but it was the parking that kind of did this one in. It did end up getting denied. Proposed a carport, which did not meet the accessory structure definition, but regardless of that, the parking just seemed too tight. It was tandem to begin with, and just the way that the site was configured, the commission just didn't feel that it was appropriate given the lack of land and green space. So, like I said, that one was denied.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Any recourse for the applicants at this point then?
They'll have to, take the second kitchen out and convert it back to a single family. So, no, there's, short of taking action against the commission's decision and trying their luck at court, I think the commission was well within their purview, given the regulations, to take this action. It just didn't comply with the regulations. It's pretty much that simple.
Okay. What's next?
Next was a preliminary site plan and special permit. The commission has heard this one several times. You've heard me speak about it here on the show. It's a moderate income dwelling building where M&T Bank is located now at 100 East Putnam Avenue in Coscom. This application was moved forward, meaning that the commission gave them some guidance as to what they would like to see when and if they come back for a final site plan. What's the two main issues with this one was the bulk and look of the building, the massing, so to speak, first up, and then second was how to deal with the traffic issues. So throughout the course of the discussions with the applicant, the commission did talk about their discomfort, I think is the best way to put it, with the massing of the building. As you probably remember me saying that under the moderate income regulations, the applicant does have the right to come in and ask for up to a 0.9 FAR, which is significantly larger than the 0.5 that's permitted in the underlying zone. Like I said, the commission did not feel comfortable with the look and massing of the building, and the applicant did make some major revisions to the proposal, which was presented at the meeting last night. Things like a new roof parapet design where the height was reduced by at least 4 feet, and reducing the height of the bank floor so that it would bring the whole building down, and then some architectural changes that the commission felt were of interest, but at this point they really needed them to go to before the Architectural Review Committee and have them kind of work through some of these design issues with that group before they come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Interestingly, when we met with the applicant before they submitted the preliminary, the Department of Public Works felt that the necessary way to deal with some of the traffic issues there, given a new bank and the new units, et cetera, would be to add a third lane. This is, when you kind of take Taylor Lane to get back into the behind CVS, we're talking about that area there. And what came out during the course of the application was that the public really felt that that wasn't particularly pedestrian-friendly. It was much more important to them to have that pedestrian-friendly aspect maintained and not to add that third lane. There was some discussion about having high traffic-generating uses being prohibited in the building. That would be something like, a fast food restaurant of some sort or coffee shop or what have you. So the commission expressed their discomfort with that and asked them to work some of these issues through with the Department of Public Works before they come back for the final. But like I said, it was moved forward. As you know, we do have a moratorium on this section of the regulations. We're talking about the moderate income. We've had five or six of them come through the commission, and each one has been met with significant opposition from the public. Not so much this one that we heard last night, but there's generally a feeling that the amount of bulk that the applicant is permitted to request is not commensurate with the number of moderate income units that the town would get as a result. So we're kind of working through some of those issues. That's an aside from this application, but obviously it's relevant. They would be able to come in under the old regulation, not whatever the new regulation ends up being if it does get changed, just because they have a preliminary that has gone through the system, so to speak. So we look forward to them kind of working through these issues and coming back through.
All right. And I guess that was it then, right?
Yeah. A nice, okay. Relatively short. We got out at 7:15 or so. So it's
beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Good. Catch, no complaints there.
Yeah, catch the end of Jeopardy. All right. What's on next month's agenda, next meeting's agenda?
Well, we're not totally sure just at the moment. There is a couple weeks before we get to the May 19th meeting, which is the next scheduled meeting. It's likely this will be our last Zoom meeting, considering Town Hall will be opening up. As of right now, at least shortly thereafter this meeting. So what we're still trying to do is keep these meetings short and sweet and with only applications that are ready to go. So we'll see who can get their documentation in place for the meeting. Originally we had thought, and we still may very well likely have the Cardinal Stadium project on this meeting. The applicant has submitted some materials, and they're working with our applications coordinator to get the remaining materials into the office for that project. One of the main issues there, there's kind of two main issues, is the proposed change to the access point that is existing already at the post road, but it's for emergency vehicles only per their previous approval, and they want to change that to create access for a new handicap accessible parking lot, which would be located near the stadium, and also to allow food trucks in and that kind of thing. But the design of that access point would need to be done in such a way that it could accommodate the future roadway, which you've probably heard discussed through various boards. So that means then that they need to work with Department of Public Works and with the State Department of Transportation, because the Post Road is a state road, in order to get them to sign off on that access point. So I think there's still a bit of work to be done there from what I've seen from the preliminary comments that have come back. So it's possible that there may be a separation between that issue and getting the stadium approved, just so that they can get the new bleachers in time for the fall. So we'll see what happens with that. Other potential options for that meeting is a historic overlay proposal on Sheep Hill Road, and we've got a couple of coastal houses and things like that that might be on that meeting. So obviously we'll post the agenda as soon as we know, and that's accessed on the website at greenwichct.gov.
All right, Katie, thank you as always. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you after the next meeting. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Tony.
All righty. That's Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, Katie DeLuca, joining us after a yesterday's Zoom meeting for the Planning and Zoning Commission. And it